Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
Arizona Diamondbacks. Suarez.
Gino Suarez, bro.
Oh, wow.
Holy,
great, Matt.
Holy cow.
Appreciate you being up front with us.
This is Brewers 360.
Yeah, no, that's well done.
Always a good sport. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Matt Arnold joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News. We should point out that Gino Suarez was traded overnight. He's now, or at least going to be, a member of the Seattle Mariners. So, Matt, obviously we know today's a busy day for you. We know that it's a busy day for the league. How does that go? Have you noticed it the last couple of days? Or when did you notice at least more activity between conversations? Is it now that the deadline's here, does that really ramp up the talk?
Yeah, it certainly does. I've been on the phone already this morning for a while, you know, but it's something that's kind of evolves really throughout the season, honestly. But certainly deadlines are always impactful when you have to make decisions. And so, yeah, today is going to be certainly a very busy day. You know, we tried to do a lot of work before this. And I think, you know, when we were able to acquire Danny Jansen the other day, and even going back before that, guys like Andrew Vaughn, Quinn Priester, et cetera. So, you know, getting guys like Woodruff back, et cetera. There's just a lot of guys. Obviously, that wasn't a trade, but, you know, just continuing to add guys mm-hmm. to our mix is not just something that happens today. It happens over the course of the entire season.
Matt, every year the trade deadline is different and teams are buyers and they're sellers. But regardless of which position you're in, how many calls do you field leading up to the trade deadline? Because there's all type of scenarios and there's all type of teams that's looking to pluck out of you all's farm system. So typically, you know, does it make a difference if you're buyers or sellers when it comes to fielding calls when the trade deadline comes up?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in both directions, honestly, and certainly you can still, you know, you can still add to the team. You can add future wins potentially by trading players off your major league team. So it's like you said, it sort of depends whether you're buying or selling, and sometimes you can do a little bit of both. But yeah, we get a ton of calls, and I think that's a good thing. Hopefully that's a reflection on the fact that we have players that other teams are interested, both at the major league level and in our prospect system as well.
And we assume that most GMs are calling for, like, legit reasons, right? No one's, like, pranking you this today, right? Texting you silly stuff and sending you memes and things.
No, today would be a bad day for a prank. You know, it's all business right now, for sure.
What do you do with, like, a Nestor Cortez? Obviously, a pitcher that you guys got in the offseason who has been recovering, or like a Rhys Hoskins. So even as today's a trade deadline, you were talking about, you know, getting Woodruff back and how great that is. Can that become a, I don't want to say it's an issue because it's always good to have more depth than less, but what do you do with like a Hoskins or a Cortez when they're ready to go?
Yeah, look, those are really good problems to have. I mean, I think we're not that far removed from having, you know, really light pitching, you know, whether right. that was starting or in the bullpen, you know, and so, you know, you can say you have depth until, you know, five minutes later, and then you look up and you say, oh, shoot, I wish we had this guy and this guy. So it's certainly something we're still working through. You know, Nestor's been great on his way back here, and he's a really, really great teammate. So it's something we're still working through, you know, over the next few days. And, you know, again, he's been a really good pitcher on really good teams, and we certainly think he can help us going forward.
Matt, how are the Brewers constantly and have the propensity to go out and make trades that others that don't really see the same value in the players that you all get, and they come here and be successful? Because to be honest, the biggest and the last biggest trade deadline move the Brewers made involved CC Sabathia. And not to diminish anybody else after that, but it seems like the scouting department, they're always able to find guys like Andrew Vaughn that others may not have even paid attention to. And he comes here and he's already a folk hero. I mean, it's hard to predict those type of things, but how is it that the scouting department seems to, let's just be blunt about it, always get it right?
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, we've certainly had our share of misses. And look, I think we've made a lot of trades in it over the course of the time I've been here in 10 years. And, you know, we're never going to be perfect. But I'll tell you what, I mean, we were at the office, you know, well after midnight last night. And we have a lot of guys that really care. I think that's the important thing. And we have a lot of guys that really, really want to get, you know, the players right in these deals. And so it's, sitting around the table with guys that have put their life into this, honestly. And so we have a lot of people around here that care and want to help bring a championship here to Milwaukee.
So one of the local stories here that's been kind of fun to watch is the U-13 Whitefish Bay Little League team is in the World Series. And they have a game today at 2 p.m. And I was texting with the coach, Matt, because we were going to have him on tomorrow just because it's fun. The team's in California and all that. And lo and behold, I find out your kid is on the team. Your kid is going to play today during the draft deadline day or the trade deadline day. You got a lot going on this afternoon.
We do. Yeah. I'm super proud of him. I mean, really that whole team. I mean, that they've been together for a lot of years and Coach Kyle Fox has done a great job with those guys. And I'm really happy with all the coaches that invest their lives into those kids, you know, and that's what it's all about. I mean, they have such a good team and the kids are such good friends and, everybody involved with that program, the Blue Dukes program, all the way up to the high school, with Coach Zach Hayes. I mean, just everybody involved in Whitefish Bay baseball is great. And so my son's having a blast out there with everybody and, certainly proud of that group for doing what they're doing.
Are you an insufferable parent who texts the coach asking about the lineup and whether or not there should be changes and all that where your kid bats and things?
Zero times. No, zero. I will never do that. No, I just want to make sure he learns how to be a good teammate, learn how to fail, and just work as hard as he possibly can.
Well, I hope you get to catch some of that today. I know it's a busy day. And just between us, if you want to send out, tell us what press release is going to be sent out here in an hour. Telly and I are here for you. If you want to break any news, you're more than welcome to right now.
Sounds good. I'll let you know. Sounds good.
Good luck, guys. Matt. The Brewers in first place, one of the best records in baseball. Go get them again on Friday. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Brewers 360 with your general manager, Matt Arnold.